This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michoacan, the state of Michoacan of Mexico. The death of Mayor Carlos Manzo, gunned down in the public square by a hitman. I learned this from Mary Anastasia O'Grady, writes the America's column, the Wall Street Journal editorial page. And 40-year-old Mayor Carlos Manzo was one murder too many. We now go to what is to be done. Mary, a very good evening to you. The murder rate in Mexico is overwhelming and has been for several years. Claudia Sheinbaum is now the president, not Lopez Obrador, where there was a towering number of people murdered in his 6 years. This murder of another leader of a community, a mayor, is number 9, I believe you tell us, but it's one murder too many. How has Mexico responded? How has the president responded? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Yes, this would be the 9th mayor assassinated in Mexico since Claudia Sheinbaum became president, which was about 13 months ago. This one really set people off, and which is not to say that others weren't horrific. There was one in the state of Guerrero where they actually beheaded the guy and left the head on the roof of a car. So I think that was the first one after her inauguration last year. But this one horrified people because Carlos Manzo had been a member of the Morena Party. That's the president's party. And he had broken with the party, and he had become an independent. And he ran and won for election of mayor in the municipality of Uruapan, which is the second largest city in Michoacan. He decided that the runaway power of the cartel in his municipality had to be confronted. And what he did was he joined the chase. He didn't just assign the police, the local police and the local law enforcement to go after them, but he joined in. He wore this trademark cowboy hat. There are videos of him in a helicopter chasing down a stolen SUV. He was really encouraging people to stand up for themselves. He wanted to defend the people of his municipality. And one of the big problems in his municipality is not just drug trafficking and the turf wars between the different cartels, which make it a very violent place, but also extortion. And Michoacan is a huge agricultural state. So you have a lot of avocados grown there, and you have a lot of what they call Persian lemons, which if you look at them to us would look like a lime, but because they're green, but they're called Persian lemons, and they grow large numbers of avocados and Persian lemons and other agricultural products in the state and in that municipality. And the cartels have become so powerful that they just extort from all these different agricultural farms. And he was out to clamp down on that also because they're making it difficult for these guys to make profits. I mean, they're just continue increasing the extortion demands, and the farmers feel helpless. So he was challenging that as well. And he was, the third thing he was doing, which is really important, is he was challenging the governor, who is a Morena governor, allied with Claudia Sheinbaum's politics, to go after these guys. He said that he was too complacent and just letting them sort of run wild. So those were all reasons why he made enemies with the wrong people. And on November 1st, someone walked into the public square in a crowded festival and shot him in the head.
The murder of the mayor, though, goes immediately to the authority of the president of the country, Claudia Sheinbaum, who has had good grades from the Mexican people and from me for quite some time, handling the border, handling the trade matters, especially to do the USMCA renegotiation. And yet, because she's a member of the Morena Party, you ask, what are you doing differently from Lopez Obrador? Do you see anything, any change, Mary, to the positive?
Well, she's very smart, and she knows that she has to cooperate with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has been you know, somewhat saber rattling, not the same way he is with Venezuela, but, you know, he's put her on notice that Mexico needs to try to clean up this problem. And she has allowed surveillance flights, unarmed drones from the U.S. into the country to do surveillance. They're looking for cartels and narco labs and that sort of thing. And she's also cooperated with him on trade, hasn't been very confrontational. You know, she's tried to stand her ground as a sovereign, but at the same time, work with Donald Trump. So that's been smart. I think the problem, oh, and another thing she's done is that she hired a guy called Garcia Harfuch, who is comes from a military family, very proud military family in Mexico. His grandfather was important in the military, his father, and now he has this job as trying to restore security in the country. And he's a pretty credible character. I mean, we could find out later that he isn't, but for now, he seems very credible, very serious about going after the cartels. So that's another positive for Claudia Sheinbaum. But the question is whether she has a beyond which she won't go. And one of the real challenges that she faces is that Morena is widely believed to be in complicity with the cartels. I mean, at the very least, we know that Lopez Obrador pursued a policy of appeasement toward them, where he just said, you know, no gunshots, we're going to give them hugs instead, try to find out the root causes of drug trafficking, that sort of thing. And that was a failure. I mean, the violence went up and things got really bad. So, you know, the question is, how far will she go challenging Morena in its work with the cartels?
Does she have the tools to challenge the cartels? I recall many years ago, the Mexican Navy got involved, but it was, you know, gunfights in civilian areas. Is there anything new now that Sheinbaum has?
I think she has the tools. I mean, she's getting intelligence help from the U.S., which is really important, and she needs to assign more resources. But this has to be, it's a question of political will and priorities, I think. And, you know, when she announced her plan for Michoacán, the state where this happened, you know, a lot of the emphasis was on more social programs for you know, education and poverty and so forth. But none of those things can be fixed if you don't have security. So I think the main question is whether she has the political will.
And the will with the money backing it up, the cartels have an enormous amount of money. Is there a sense, Mary, that it's overwhelming, that even the Mexican officials can't take it on? Is that in the land? We have 30 seconds.
No, that's not. And that's why I mentioned Colombia in my piece, because what Alvaro Uribe did in Colombia was he had the political will and he mobilized his resources to actually confront these criminal groups. And it's the only way to deal with the problem. You cannot just hide in the barracks. You cannot just, you know, throw more money at poverty programs. You have to confront the criminal organizations. Seriously.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's column for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, One Murder Too Many.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.